Reading from first canto, first chapter, first verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Janmadasya yato anvayat pitarascharstesha abhignasvarat. Tene brahma hridayati kavaye muyanti yat suraya. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha. Damna svena sada nirasta huvakam satyam param dhimahi. Janmadasya yato anvayat itaratas chartesva abhigna swarat. Tene brahma hridaya adi kavaye muyanti yat suraya. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo yatra trisargo mrshan. Damna svena sadan nirastha kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Janmadasya yato anvayat itaratas chārteśva abhijñāsvarāt. Tene brahma hridayā ādi kavaye mūyanti yat sūrayā. Tejo vāri mṛdām yathā vinimayo yatrā trisargo mṛṣā. Dāmna svena sadā nirasata kuhakam satyam param dhīmahi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janmadasya yato anvayat itaratas chartesva vigneswarat. Tene brahma hridayadi kavaye muyanti yat suraya. Tejo vari mridam dāmna svena sadā nirasata kuhakam satyam param dhīmahi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevāya. Janmadasya yato anvayaditaratas chārteśva vighnasvarāt. Tene brahma hridayadi kavaye muyanti yat suraya. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo yatra trisargo mrshan. Namna svena sada nirastha kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janma दस्यतान्वयतितरतश्चार्तेष्वभिघ्नस्वरा तेने ब्रह्महृदयादिकवये नूयन्ति यत्सूरया तेने ब्रह्महृदयादिकवये नूयन्ति यत्सूरया तेजो वारिनिदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा नाम्नस्वेन सदा निरसतोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि माताजी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जन्नादियस्य यतोऽन्यादि तरतश्चार्तेष्वभिघ्नस्वरा दाम यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा दानस्वेन सदा निरस्तपुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ओम ओ माय गॉड ओ माय लॉर्ड नमः ऑफरिंग माय ओबेसेंसेस Bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya, unto Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, unto Vasudev, son of Vasudev, O Lord Sri Krishna, the Pimvel Lord, Janmadi, creation, sustenance and destruction, Asya, of the manifested universes, Yathaha, from whom, Anvayat, directly, Itaratas, indirectly, Cha, and Artheshu, purposes, Abhignya, fully cognizant, Swarat, fully independent, Tene, imparted Brahma, the Vedic knowledge, Hrida, conscious of the heart, Yaha, one who, Adikavaye, unto the original created being, Muyanti, all illusion, are illusioned, Yatha, about whom, Suraya, great sages and demigods, Teja, fire, Vari, water, Mridam, earth, Yataha, as much as, Vinimayaha, action and reaction, Yatra, whereupon, Trisarga, three modes of creation, creative faculties, Amvrsha, almost factual, almost factual, dhamna, along with all transcendental paraphernalia, svena, self-sufficiently, sada, always, nirasata, nirasta, negation by absence, kuhakam, illusion, satyam, truth, param, absolute, dhimahi, I do meditate upon. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord Shri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Shri Krishna because He is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and He is independent because there is no other cause beyond Him. It is He only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By Him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representation of water seen in fire, or land seen on water. Only because of Him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon Him, Lord Shri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representation of the material world. I meditate upon Him, for He is the absolute truth. Purport. Actually, we've been discussing this from the last five days. So now, today we continue the purport from this para, from the 11th para. Unless one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, it is certain that he will be bewildered. When an intelligent man surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna and knows completely that Krishna is the cause of all causes, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, then only can such an intelligent man become a Mahatma or great soul. But such a great soul is rarely seen. Only the Mahatmas can understand that the Supreme Lord is the primeval cause of all creation. He is Parama or ultimate. He is Parama or ultimate truth because all other truths are relative to Him. He is omniscient. For Him there is no illusion. Some Mayavadi scholars argue that Srimad Bhagavatam was not compiled begins with the Gayatri Mantra. There is reference to this in the Matsya Purana, which is the oldest Purana. In that Purana, it is said with reference to the Gayatri Mantra in the Bhagavatam that there are many narrations of spiritual instructions beginning with the Gayatri Mantra. And there is the history of Ritrasur. Anyone who makes a gift of this great work on a full moon day attains to the highest perfection of life by returning to Godhead. There is reference to the Bhagavatam in other Puranas also, where it is clearly stated that this work was finished in 12 cantos, which include 18,000 shlokas. In the Padma Purana also, there is reference to the Bhagavatam in a conversation between Gautama and Maharaj Ambarish. The king was advised herein to read regular Srimad Bhagavatam if he desired liberation from material bondage. Under the circumstance, there is no doubt about the authority of the Bhagavatam. Within the 500 years, many erudite scholars and acharyas like Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Vallabhacharya and many other distinguished scholars even after the time of Lord Chaitanya, made elaborate commentaries on the Bhagavatam. And the serious student should do well to attempt to go through them to better release the transcendental messages. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I seek for blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. This first canto, first verse, first text was being discussed in last few days. And today, actually, it is said it is a prelude. The first three texts is a prelude to the Bhagavatam. The first text is about the absolute truth. Srila Vyasadeva defines the absolute truth. And the second text describes the Bhagavatam, defines actual religion. And the third text invites humanity to come and relish the sweetness of this nectarian Bhagavatam, to taste the nectarian Bhagavatam. In the introduction, Srila Prabhupada very clearly mentions that the absolute truth, and Srila Prabhupada differentiates between the absolute truth and the concept of God in this material world. So he differentiates and he says the concept of God is actually of a controller. And controller can be many. Powers can be controllers. But the concept of absolute truth is a samam bonam. And that is only one, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Srila Prabhupada, in this verse, he goes to say about that Vyasadeva is giving this definition and description of the absolute truth. The absolute truth, he also goes to say that absolute truth is a person, a divine son of Vasudeva and Devaki, who is known as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything, even the Brahma Jyoti includes within him, the impersonal form, Brahma Jyoti, the oneness aspect, also emanates from Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, the last four, five texts, Sanjaya is expressing his gratitude. He says that because of Vyasa's mercy, Vyasa Prasada Chutuvan Eta Guyam Aham Param Yogam Yogeshwarat Krishna Shakshat Katayatam Swayam. By the mercy of Vyasa, I have heard this most relishable, confidential talk between Krishna and Arjuna directly from the master of all mystics, Krishna, who is actually the personality of Godhead and who personally spoke it to Arjuna. Sanjaya is saying, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada very clearly mentions that Vyasa was the spiritual master of Sanjaya and Vyasa is expressing his gratitude. Sanjaya admits that it is due to the mercy of Vyasadev that he could understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the purpose, Srila Prabhupada says that this means that you have to understand that Krishna, you cannot understand Krishna directly. It has to be through a medium of a spiritual master. The spiritual master is the transparent via medium to understand Krishna. That is true. But then Srila Prabhupada goes to say that the experience is still direct. The experience is still direct. Like Sanjaya was blessed by Vyasadev to see the war. But then he experienced Krishna personally in the personal form. Then in this purport, Srila Prabhupada again goes to say that after he defines Krishna as all perfect, all attractive, Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Srila Prabhupada recommends that everyone must surrender to the Supreme Lord. And once you surrender to the Supreme Lord, you become a great soul or a Mahatma. Even in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mahatma anastumam partham daivim prakriti masritaha. So these Mahatmas, they take shelter of daivim prakriti, the divine energy of the Lord, the divine nature of the Lord. And one is, they take shelter of the divine nature of the Lord, and second, they are never controlled by the inferior energy or the material nature of the Lord. So then Srila Prabhupada, there is one statement here, Srila Prabhupada says that there is, what is this? That Vyasadeva has not written Bhagavatam. So there is this speculation that Vyasadeva has not written Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada quotes other Puranas and older Puranas and say that it was Vyasadev who has spoken Bhagavatam. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrit, it is mentioned, it is confirmed that speaker is Vyasadev. And it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrit that in the invocation prayer, Vyasadev describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead in two forms, in two characteristics. One is what is personal and one is marginal. So the bodily features, nature and form are the personal characteristics, and the activities, leelas, pastimes are the marginal form of the Lord, marginal characteristics of the Lord. Then Srila Prabhupada goes to say that, gives reference of different Puranas to establish that Bhagavatam was written by Vyasadev, to establish the authenticity of Bhagavatam. He also speaks of Sridhar Maharaj, points out that there is reference of Bhagavatam begins with Gayatri Mantra. And then he gives, Srila Prabhupada has referred here to Sridhar Swami's comment that he says that Bhagavatam has 12 cantos and 18,000 verses. And then there is this where narration of Vritrasur is mentioned. So Prabhupada gives different analogies or authenticity of Bhagavatam. And it is spoken by Vyasadeva. And in between, Srila Prabhupada also gives the benediction. Srila Prabhupada gives the benediction. That is the glory of Srila Prabhupada, you know. He suddenly would give some benediction, maybe seeing the fallen condition of Kali Yuga. So suddenly Srila Prabhupada gives the benediction here. Gives a benediction. Anyone who makes a gift of this great work on a full moon day attains to the highest perfection of life. It is quite simple. Looks simple. And what is the highest perfection? By returning home back to Godhead. So, and today is full moon day. Today is Purnima. So, if you give this great work as a gift to anybody, your friends, your relatives, or you can perfect your life. It's quite simple than studying the Vedic scriptures. So, and even, there are many places Srila Prabhupada gives these benedictions. In one place Srila Prabhupada, of course, he says that follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds attentively, offenselessly, you will go back home, back to God at this very lifetime. And then, even in 4.9, that janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tektvatah tektvat Tektva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. In that verse, Srila Prabhupada says that whoever understands Krishna's appearance and activities can perfect his life and go back home to Godhead. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada very clearly writes, if you just come in front of the Lord and with complete faith, just accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and loudly proclaim to the Lord, oh my Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just by saying that with complete faith, you can perfect your life and go back home to Godhead. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada says. So there are many places Srila Prabhupada gives these benedictions. So in this verse, in the 12th para, Srila Prabhupada supports the authenticity of Bhagavatam, and then he speaks of Jiva Goswami and other acharyas. So in Paramatma Sandarbha, I would just like to read this. Paramatma Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami explains how this Bhagavatam opening text comments on Gayatri Mantra. He shows correlation between words, word-to-word correlation between this text and the text of Brahma Gayatri. So Jiva Goswami notes that this first syllable, Om, the initial syllable of Brahma Gayatri, is explained in Bhagavatam 1.1 as Janmadi Asyataha, which indicates that the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, is the cause of all creation, sustenance and maintenance and destruction of the material manifestation. Similarly, the lower, middle and the upper planetary system are explained in Bhagavatam text as Yatra Trisargo Mrshan. It also includes the many material manifestation. And then the sun's self-sufficient effulgence is contained in the Srimad Bhagavatam word in this shloka, Swarat. Swarat is that the Lord is fully independent. He's not dependent on anything else. And Jiva Goswami next goes to compare the Brahma Gayatri's prayerful mood of enlightenment. So he says, may the Lord mercifully engage my thought on meditation of Him, the Supreme Lord. So he compares this to Tena Brahma Rida. Tena Brahma Rida means that the Lord enlightened Brahma because of His prayerful mood. Because of His prayerful mood, Brahma was enlightened. And then Vyasadeva, then Jiva Goswami goes to say that this last line, Satyam Param Dhimahi, I meditate, Vyasadeva says, I meditate upon the absolute truth. So the Bhagavatam begins with the Gayatri Mantra and it ends also with the Gayatri Mantra, 12.13.9. So this Satyam Param Dhimahi indicates that the Bhagavatam's ultimate objective is to meditate on the absolute truth, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Jiva Goswami goes to say that even the purpose, this word Dhimahi is used even in Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri Mantra. So the purpose of the Gayatri Mantra and the purpose of reading Bhagavatam is to ena kena prakarena mana Krishna pada arvindayo. By some way or the other, by any means, focus our mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Meditate on Krishna, the absolute truth. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this verse is there in Madhya Leela, 25th chapter. Gayatri re artayai granta arambhana satyam param sambandha dhimahi sadhana prayojana. Lord Chaitanya says, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an explanation of Brahma Gayatri Mantra, the absolute truth, satyam param, indicates the relationship, and we meditate dhimahi on Him, indicates the execution of devotional service and the ultimate goal of life. Actually, yesterday, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu spoke on this verse and very nicely explained the principle of meditation on the Lord. Then in this para, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada starts, unless one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, it is certain that we will be bewildered. He starts the para by saying that. So that is obvious. Bewilderment of this material nature is obvious. So there are five aspects that is covered in this verse. The Lord is the supreme absolute truth. It is Krishna Tattva, the supreme truth of the supreme personality of Godhead. One is the absolute truth, Bhagavan, endowed with all full six opulences. Second, he manifests himself in three features, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Third, Krishna's existence fully glorifies his full glory as a cowherd boy in his eternal abode Vrindavan. Krishna personally appears there with his loving associates. Fourth, he creates, maintains and destroys this material world through his expansions and energies. And fifth, Krishna incarnated to perform super excellent enchanting pastimes only to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. Paritranaya sadhum nam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavam yuge yuge. Just to give pleasure to his devotees and to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls, Krishna appears. And then Srila Prabhupada ends this para by saying, the serious student would do well to attempt to go through this to better release the transcendental messages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is very clear here, you know, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Govinda means who gives pleasure to the senses. So Ishvara Parama Krishna is, Krishna is known as Govinda, the supreme controller, the supreme Godhead. Sachidananda Vigraha. Sachidananda is, such is eternal, his body is full of eternal, his chit is, he is cognizant, fully cognizant, and Sachidananda is joyful, always blissful, full of bliss. And Vigraha is, he is a person. So this supreme personality of God is, he is without a second, fully cognizant and eternally joyful personality, and he has full sense of his identity, always, not that he ever forgets. Sometimes we forget who we are, but the Lord is always cognizant of, not sometimes, we have actually forgotten. So, in this material world, there is this desire to enjoy this material world. It is that enjoyment is called very insignificant compared to the eternal bliss enjoyed in the company of the Supreme Lord. Every living entity desires this topmost level of enjoyment in this material world. But we see that finally it is frustrating. Whatever success, whatever you get, it is doomed to be frustrated. You are doomed to be frustrated. So our ambition must be aimed at enjoying spiritual bliss, not this temporary happiness, which is, you know, they say, nashavanta deha. This body is temporary, which is going to be destroyed. So there is this theoretical negation, you know, theoretical negation of material activities by great acharyas like Sripad Shankaracharya, which is effective for a particular section of society or mankind. But the most easiest and the surest way to achieve this perfection, to attain spiritual bliss, is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, this means of devotional activities, by engaging in devotional service, can change the whole face of mankind if it is accepted wholeheartedly. Hankering for material activities is there, which is called lust. So this lustful activities is going to frustrate one day or the other, or maybe in the long run. So this body is actually, it is said, you know, a snake is cool. You know, if you see a snake, body is very cool. And if you think you can garland your body with that snake and get the coolness from the snake, from a venomous snake, it is very dangerous. That venomous snake will kill you. Similarly, our senses are engaged, are compared to venomous snake. We are trying to enjoy this material world with these senses, and we are sure if we try this, It is sure it will kill our spiritual identity. Of course, desire for happiness is natural and good. But unfortunately, we are looking for happiness in the inert matter, which is limited, which is temporary. So this inert, and we use all this scientific arrangement to enjoy this illusory energy of the Lord. It is doomed to be frustrated. We are doomed to be frustrated. It is obvious that frustration will come. So everybody is hankering for money, this, that. Of course, it is there. We have to work. Krishna says you have to work. All of us work throughout, you know, accumulating whatever in a legal or a illegal mean for our self-interest. So when you work to accumulate for our self-interest, it is bound to be it is both unlawful and destructive. Similarly, spiritual realization also, Srila Prabhupada goes to say, even spiritual realization, when it is for one's self-interest, it is both unlawful and destructive. Of course, the whole purpose of what Srila Prabhupada is directing at is, everything we do in this material world or in spiritual activity should be focused on giving pleasure to Krishna, for Krishna's service. So consequently, although there is no lack of money in this material world, but there is scarcity of peace. There is no peace. There is no happiness. Everybody is hankering for this. Human life is by nature full of suffering. And lower species, there is more suffering. So we are trying, you know, but a sane man must look how to mitigate, how to achieve real happiness, how to mitigate this happiness, this misery, and try to live a very happy life. A sane man must contemplate on this. And Srila Prabhupada has given us so many opportunities to do this. Human mind, this power of the Lord's material nature baffles the most intelligent people. It is not that only foolish people are engaging. Even intelligent people are baffled by this illusory energy of the Lord. But actually, you should understand, the Supreme Lord never creates any action or reaction of the individual soul. It is He Himself who creates that. But by rendering devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord, we can please the Lord. And that is the only way. There is no other way. That is the only way you can perfect your life and go back. Actually, it is said, this is the only way you can please the Lord in reality and go back to Godhead and enjoy in association of the Lord and His devotees. So actually, there are different authorities, you know. Whatever personal, they propagated personalist philosophy or impersonalist philosophy. Still, there is no difference or there is no debate in the supremacy of Krishna. Even the personalists accept Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, even impersonalists accept. Even Shankaracharya, there are many prayers of Shankaracharya where he clearly exhibits this love for Krishna. What is that? Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. So he is pleading, please chant the name of Govinda. Actually, if we utilize everything we have in our power or possession to understand this tattva of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna will somehow prove to us that He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Somehow He will prove, and we will be happy by knowing that. So nowadays it is very fashionable, you know, to be an atheist. It is actually fashionable. People like it. People like it that way. And it is even fashionable, you know, to do research, that we are doing research on God. What research you will do on God? The Lord Himself, Vyasadeva, is expressing in the very first verse that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to just quietly accept it. There is no need, no necessity to do any research or anything. But it is done today. It is happening. Krishna Himself says, Matta parataram nanyat kaschid asti dhananjaya.
मई सर्वम इदम प्रोता सूत्र मणिगणा एवा. ओ कॉन्करर ऑफ वेल्थ, देर इज नो अदर ट्रूथ सुपीरियर टू दिस, सुपीरियर टू मी. एवरीथिंग रेस्ट अपॉन मी एज एज पर्ल्स आर स्ट्रंग ऑन अ थ्रेड. सो कृष्णा इज असमूर्ध, असमूर्ध मीन्स ही इज नो वन इज इक्वल टू हिम एंड नो वन इज ग्रेटर देन हिम. And then Krishna, there is one more reason it is said that God has to do nothing. All of us have to work. We have to work. Even the king of the jungle, lion, if we were just hearing one lecture now when we were dressing, Srila Prabhupada says, the king of the jungle, lion, he cannot sit at one corner and cannot expect a goat to come to him and say, please eat me. No, it will not happen. You have to work. Even to maintain this body, you have to work. So even the king of the jungle has to work to maintain his body, to fill his belly. So similarly, in this material world, everybody has to work. But Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He just stands in the three bending form, playing on his flute. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Krishna doesn't need to work. So today it's also Pushya Abhishek. So I don't know, Pushya Abhishek is Sri Krishna Pushya Abhishek. Today is what is that? Pausha month. And today fortunately, Nakshatra is Pushya Nakshatra, it is said. So it is very auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada explained once, how to celebrate this festival. What is this Pushya Abhishek? So Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is just treated like a toy in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna would be treated just like a toy in the hands of the gopis. So this day, they decided, of course they must have done many days, but it is, Prabhupada would say that on this day they decided that they would decorate Krishna with flowers. So that's why this festival of Pushya Abhishek. So Srila Prabhupada says, you must celebrate this Pushya Abhishek means, you must celebrate this festival and decorate the deities with flowers and ornaments and clothes. And then Prabhupada says, you must have lavish festival, lavish prasadam. Prabhupada says. And then you must take the Lord on the street. After that, you must take, a very nice statement Prabhupada makes. He says, you must take the Lord on the streets just to show everyone, show all the citizens that how beautiful our Krishna is. Srila Prabhupada says, you must take him on the street and show everybody how beautiful our Krishna is. So this Pushya Abhishek is a very beautiful festival. All of us have experienced here in this Radha Gopinath Mandir. Even in Mayapur, Vrindavan, they very elaborately dress Sri Sri Radha Madhav, the Ashtasakis, Sri Radha Shama Sundar, very beautifully dressed, lot of flower garlands and tons of flowers are used to decorate the Lord. And Abhishek is done. Normally, Abhishek on every festival is done on the Utsav Murti of the Lord. But here, the Mool Vigraha on this festival, actually on the Mool Vigraha, the flower Abhishek is done. And then we have experienced, once you give pleasure to the Lord, and the remnants of that pleasure falls on the devotees, devotees also enjoy it. Radhanath Swami always speaks elaborately on this festival. Of course, it is there. I cannot repeat it that way. So it is, Radhanath Swami very elaborately explains this festival. And he starts with in the morning class. And then that all the celebration goes throughout the day. And the main celebration starts in the evening, where the Lord is showered with tons and tons of flowers. Different types and different color of flowers. So Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati Tadaham Bhaktir Uparatam Asnami Prayatatmanaha. If you offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it, Krishna says. So similarly, here it is done. We offer this flower on Pushyabhishek. Of course, a lot of things are there of that festival. Whole day devotees sit and this festival represents different people of different race and community and whatever you call, rich, poor, everybody come together and they pluck those flowers for the Lord, flower petals for the Lord, and baskets of flowers are there, and then it is offered to the Lord. Radhana Swami, in his presentation, he says, the vigraha of the Lord is Chinmay. And in that Chinmay vigraha, he can experience consciousness. Now, that is little deep. I am just repeating whatever I've heard from Radhana Swami. He says, so when these flowers are offered to the Lord by the devotees, this is only festival. Of course, in other festival, when bhoga is there, or when you have prepared bhoga, you can say, this, what is that? This malpua I have made. This I have made. But here you can't identify, this flower I have plucked. So you can't be proud of the flower I have plucked, and my flower is offered to Krishna. The flowers I have plucked, these petals are offered to Krishna. You can't. So Radhana Swami goes to say that when these flowers, because the Lord is Chinmay, and when the flower is offered to the Lord, Lord can recognize, because he can appreciate the consciousness. He can feel the consciousness of every devotee with what mood and what consciousness he has plucked the flower, and that flower is offered to the Lord. So the Lord appreciates that consciousness, and the Lord is very pleased by that. So this aspect of the Lord being Chinmaya and experiencing the bhava of the devotee. So that is this festival, Pushyabhishek. So the Lord appreciates the bhava of the devotee, and the Lord simultaneously reciprocates with that bhav. So when the flower is offered to the Lord with that bhav, and when that same remnant is again offered to the devotees, thrown upon the devotees, all the devotees are in ecstasy, because they feel that ecstasy and they get that ecstasy from the experience of the Lord. The more you please the Lord by your service, the more you will be pleased. The more happiness you give to Krishna in your mood of service, the more happiness he will reciprocate and you will feel in this material creation. So Srila Prabhupada was such one person who gave us this opportunity to engage in devotional service. There is one Leela of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was in an airport. I don't remember which. It was a big, huge airport. So those days devotees would go to leave Prabhupada to the airport, or to receive Prabhupada. So many devotees were there, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting. Maybe the flight was delayed or something, and Prabhupada was sitting. And a lot of devotees had come to be with Prabhupada and have Prabhupada's association. So there was this mother with a small child. They were standing behind Srila Prabhupada. And suddenly the child leaves the mother's hand and he tries to explore the airport. He goes walking. Srila Prabhupada is observing him. And then the child looks behind, and then his mother smiles at him. So even the child smiles. And then he takes 2-3 another baby steps. And then again he turns back and looks at his mother. And again the mother smiles at him. So even child also smiles. And then again when he goes ahead, Srila Prabhupada indicates to his mother to hide behind him. And the mother hides behind Srila Prabhupada. And then the third time the child looks behind, he can't see his mother. Suddenly his face frowns and he starts to cry. If you have experienced, slowly the child starts crying very softly initially. And then still he can't see the child. Then this cry becomes louder and louder. And then he starts crying more loudly, helplessly, for his mother. But still, Prabhupada indicates, tell the mother not to come out. Then the child starts crying helplessly. Now the child has two options. One, to go away and run into the airport and search for his mother, or come to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada indicates him to come to him, towards him. And fortunately, the child comes running towards Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada indicates to his mother and shows him, shows the child his mother. And the child runs into the arms of his mother and is completely satisfied. Similarly, we have left the association of Sri Krishna and we have come into this material world. And we have gone deeper and deeper into experiencing the happiness of this inert matter. And now, it is fortunate, at least we have started crying. Some people have not even started crying, it is unfortunate. But at least we have started crying. Oh my Lord, please give us your shelter. And fortunately we have come in the association of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees, where there is hope. Because Srila Prabhupada has given us this direction, he is indicating us, read Srimad Bhagavatam. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Helplessly call out for Krishna. And once you surrender and meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, you will be happy. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Devotees would like to give any comment? Senior devotees are here. Jai. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Are sorry, Prabhuji. I have the audacity to do this.